For me, the Spec Ops mode in Modern Warfare 2 was the highlight of that game. And to hear that Spec Ops was coming back for Modern Warfare 3, of course, got me just a little bit excited. Now, what they're doing this time around is, of course, you're going to have your missions just like the other Modern Warfare game. But now in this one, there's a mode called Survival Mode. Now, when you hear that, you instantly probably think of like a horde mode from Gears of War or any game like that. But Call of Duty's doing it a little bit different. First of all, you obviously have the Call of Duty frantic Twitch gameplay, which players know and love, and to be able to do that with a buddy and just have endless waves of Call of Duty enemies coming at you is going to be great. Now, what they're doing is throughout the game, you level up and gain money to go and buy new weapons, new airstrikes, you know, all the things, all the perks that Call of Duty is known for is being thrown into this survival mode. Now, you're going to be able to play on any of the multiplayer maps, so not only are you going to learn the maps through just the regular fragging death matches and multiplayer, but you're also going to learn them through Spec Ops. So there's no need to go back and learn new maps, which for me, honestly, a lot of times is a problem when you have to go and just learn new maps. You know, games come out, there's tons of different game modes. You got to figure out where things are. Not in Modern Warfare 3. If you play multiplayer, be it Spec Ops, be it deathmatch or competitive multiplayer, you're going to know the maps because you're going to learn them that way. And there's a little trailer that I posted here. This is kind of the reveal trailer for the survival mode. And as you can tell, it's not just enemies like the juggernauts coming at you. You have helicopters. You have everything coming at you. And of course, you just have over-the-top modern-type weapons to take these guys down. And, you know, again, just like in Spec Ops, if your teammate goes down, they will bleed out and you got to get to them quickly before they go down. So it's not your typical Call of Duty multiplayer where, hey, your guy, you know, you just constantly die and just respawn. And that's why Spec Ops is great. You know, it's nice to play cooperatively with a friend. And I wish that they still would kind of open it up to maybe 3-4 player co-op. But right now, you know, they've only announced 2. I'm sure it's going to probably stick that way. There's probably some sort of limitation when it comes to the game. But Spec Ops Survival Mode is looking great. The game is coming 11/8/11. It's coming very fast. And, you know, I kind of want to go back and check out more on the Battlefield 3 co-op because I know there's going to be co-op in that. And a lot of people wonder, do you get Call of Duty? Do you get Battlefield 3? From everything we saw at E3 and everything I'm seeing so far, you gotta get both if you like military shooters. So check out the trailer.